I am the heart of the One World Nation. Saint Germain, February 26, 2021. Invocation. Mighty I Am Presence from the Great Central Sun. I am the immortal God governing divine justice to be activated more directly, seizing this opportunity for this global movement to embrace world independence, union, and the correct and rightful relationship between mankind and God life, the elemental, devas, and angelic host, beginning between mankind and themselves. Blaze forth the violet consuming flame of purity within the I Am One World Nation, consuming all human discord. I am God's authority and presence of the cosmic light substance of immortal purity. I am the qualifying victorious Christ presence, and I am the heart, mind, and body temple of the I Am One World Nation. I am the cosmic and universal laws acting out here and there. Let there be light in this One World Nation. Let there be love in this One World Nation. Let the peace of God become the governing power of truth in this One World Nation. Let the joy and freedom of the people be the peace and create heaven upon and within this I Am One World Nation. I am the heart of this One World Nation. Saint Germain. Greetings, dear ones. I have a lot to speak to you about today and do not wish to go over what has been shared in my previous address in Discourse 5 of the True Constitution Petition Series. So I will inform you now that the communication shall be the prelude of this new discourse today. Go back now and review what I shared there for you. It needs to be told to you again, this time in no uncertain terms. For the importance of your own deeper understanding of these continuous situations, circumstance, and attitudes that you continue to accept for yourselves. I maybe appear to be coming across a little crabby today, but this is for your own good and more so, the greater good of all concerned within the whole of the human race and the earth now. I can only speak to you in this way because you have given me your permission to do so. Else I would not be taking you aside to point out your errors, your inconsistency, and your half-heartedness in your giving back to God. That affect not only you in ways you cannot even begin to imagine right now, but those who you have pledged your allegiances to. No schooling upon the earth comes anywhere close to the classes here you signed up for, so you cannot treat them with, in such cases, so much contempt. You cannot see and therefore cannot understand the damage control needed to bring balance back into your life due to your inefficacy of thoughts, words, and actions that you continue to create on both sides of the veil. I truly wish you could see this firsthand. If you could, you would change your life in a flash, in a nanosecond. So please listen carefully, my brothers and sisters, because our greatest desire for you is to attain these understandings with even greater awareness to move forward. My friends, this is no longer about you. Do you understand this statement? You, as you see yourself, you who are not the body, you are not the mind you live by, you who see yourself within the reflection of the outer world, do not exist. I shall say again, you as you are seeing yourselves, even reading or listening to this, you do not exist. Therefore, you cannot sit upon your moralities or ethics, your own human creation of principles. Your axioms no longer apply, and your beliefs are so false in their realities, are so far away from the reality of God life itself, that if they continue, so will you continue upon the wheels of karma. Sorry to be so blunt, but you need a rocket, dear hearts, to lift you up off the platform from which you currently think, speak, and function. The significance of your present lives may need to be present, for you all have personal responsibilities to honor. But dear ones, it is not what you do in your life, it is the attitudes by which you do them that are needed to be contemplated from a whole new level of awareness. beloveds of my heart, if you are going to be given greater awareness to take on higher light, then greater responsibilities are attached to that privilege and light. And if you cannot prove yourself within the truth of that love and light, then further progress here is not going to be possible. You must truly understand and comprehend that without the firm foundation and alchemy in the formulas of self-transformation, one will remain prone to the human traps of those old human conditions. And unless you step up to these responsibilities voluntarily, of your own volition, without being asked, you are wasting your time even being here. You are wasting my efforts and those efforts of your sponsors to offer you greater awareness. No I Am Presence or Master will reach out to you if you do not give back that which you are given. This is such a simple cosmic law, the law of giving and receiving. I have been very clear in the past with these situations. Remember the discourse, Part 6, Introduction, I Am, Authority, Alchemy Class, Parable of the Sower, Alchemy and the Application to God Life, St. Germain, January 28, 2020, where I told you. So, dear hearts, I tell you, lack of attention and focus on what you are being given, especially at those levels of what we the Masters are expressing or vibrating from within our life and higher dimensions as Jesus has in His Christ letters to you, where the ordinary human faculties of seeing and hearing do not function, renders our service in the outer world where you presently place your focus, lesser than it is. And I truly wish for you all to take this on board. If you do not grasp these facts, then attaining your Christed garments of your own, where you'll no longer be acting as a human being, but rather as a Christ one being. It has now been nearly 5.5 months since the inauguration of the True Constitution was signed, and no more than a handful of you have made any real effort to give back, energetically speaking, to contribute to this massive undertaking. But what can I do, I hear you ask? I tell you, your I Am knows what you can do. This is not about sitting back and being led by the hand. Those days are over. This is about you, the real you, the God within you, not the human you think you are. It is about standing up within your own divine authority, your own God sovereignty, and your own knowing that you are here to be of the greatest divine service that has ever been seen within all of God's creations anywhere in the cosmos. Service in a way few are aware of right now. Complacency and sitting back waiting for others to do the work is just not acceptable. Not now in this continued unseen class environment and being one who has accepted extraordinary release of instructions. This cannot be left to the core of the EGA. It must become by your own divine presence who is that authority. Do you understand that no one can become a member of the Christ Council or raise their consciousness up into the levels of such consciousness until they can think, speak, and act alone within the power of the I Am first, and then within the new ashramic groups of the new True Constitution and the I Am One World Nation? Does the name mean nothing to you? I Am One World Nation. A new nation built upon your true constitution. It is not a personal thing, dear ones. It is not about you. It is about cosmic law, the law of one. There are no coincidences, then, that you find yourself back in another respite situation that will this time either open the door wider for your own desired global participation as authorities of the things that will act out here within the new I Am One World Nation, or remain as an individual or group participator within your own world. There is no judgment here again. It is not personal. But there is now a fine line being drawn in the sand for you to feel and see. Dear ones, we need you as much on this side of the veil as we need you there on your side of the veil. And that is why we have now opened the door to bring more potential dear souls to enter the EGA to become engaged more with the alignment of the ashramic group synthesis and the divine economy of the EGA divine plan. We are continuing to be unable to find the levels of trust and faith in you, so as to give you even more awareness, knowledge, and responsibility. There are others now lining up to come in and take the place that those of you who cannot or choose not to fulfill your pledge and obligations of your covenants. These new dear hearts will begin to arrive at the EGA's doorstep with the skills and wherewithal to help in the vast amounts of divine undertaking that are going to be required to fulfill the opportunities that are now queuing up for the progressive growth and development of the new true constitution and the new I Am One World Nation. This is not the work of a few. It is the work of many, hundreds, even thousands of individuals and groups as they who will express their own individualized God gifts for the advancement of the new One World Nation that is now firmly planted and grounded within the earth and human consciousness, and who will give their pledge and covenants to be of divine service to humanity and the earth. Dear hearts, one cannot make invocations and decrees and none not follow through. This is incorrect and only diminishes the resonance and energy of the individual and combined group effort. Think about rightful application to God life. Do these words below not mean anything to you? The truth of our divine soul and beingness, in divine joy, happiness, abundance, peace, and beauty for all, uniting together as one people within the I Am, One World Nation of this new earth paradigm. Affirm our God life energies herein. We come together this day and every day in full support for the implementation of this divine true constitution, protected through the Buddhic column sacred radiant cosmic light, white fire light substance. For those of you who know my part in the signing of the U.S. Constitution, you will know of how I had to come forward to align the consciousness of those dear souls as they too floundered, argued, and just could not find that place within themselves to make the choices needed at the time to sign. You know who I am speaking to here, and here you are again, and here I am again. You sign the true constitution with greater ease and peace of mind in knowing the reasons why this time, but you have still failed to see beyond these signatures. A few weeks ago, you were all given information and instruction that no group has ever been given before regarding such a historical event in 1787 that changed the world forever. That information allowed those of who were able to discover certain things about not only themselves in this lifetime, but many situations, circumstances, and events that took place both before and after the U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence were signed. What took place after these parchments were executed were not down to what was agreed within them, but the continued desire by so many of those in power and saw personal opportunities to take advantage of so much. America was still young, and the potential of such gain was quickly sought after through personal agendas. The next 233 years, well, you just need to look at history as what has taken place and see how all of this has led to such travesties of greed, control, ownership of man and property. The inhumanity of mankind is heartbreaking, to say the least. The U.S. Constitution was to free the people and provide a peaceful, liberated nation through equality and by harmonious means. It did not achieve its goal. And that is such a devastating situation to have happened. That was then, and this is now. It will not happen this way again, ever. We will not allow it. God will not allow it. Why? Because now we have dear souls who know the truth, who have pledged their lives to correct these wrongs, bring balance and harmony back to humanity and the earth, to bring freedom and liberty to all, not just to a few. To all nations, not just one. I told you in my last address, with greater awareness comes greater responsibility. And those who shall open themselves to step forward to engage and bring forward such a unity consciousness must remain extremely cognizant and mindful, indeed more so than ever before, of the continued potential of entanglement within the realms of lower consciousness. In my speech back then I said, "Sign. If the next moment the gibbet's rope is around your neck, sign. If the next moment this hall rings with the echo of the falling axe, sign. By all your hopes in life or death, as husbands, as fathers, as men, sign your name to the parchment or be accursed here forever. Sign, and not only for yourselves, but for all ages. For that parchment will be the textbook of freedom, the Bible of the rights of man forever. Sign, for the declaration will go forth to American hearts forever and speak to those hearts like the voice of God. And its work will not be done until throughout this wide continent, not a single inch of ground owns the sway of a British king. Nay, do not start and whisper with surprise. It is a truth. Your own hearts witness it. God proclaims it. This continent is the property of a free people, and their property alone. God, I say, proclaims it. Today I say to you again, rise up in the name of God. If the next moment your last breath arrives, rise up in the name of God. If the next moment this world resounds with the echo of chaos gone wild, rise up in the name of God. By all your divine trust and faith in God life, as husbands and wives, as fathers and mothers, as men and women, rise up in the name of God. In your I Am presence to the responsibilities of such a true constitution that you yourselves have signed, rise up in the name of God. Rise up in the name of God, and not only for yourselves, but for every man, woman, and child, for every elemental, deva, and angelic host, for every sentient life stream in all the four lower kingdoms, rise up in the name of God. For that parchment will be the textbook of freedom, the Bible of the rights of man forever. Rise up in the name of God, for that declaration will go forth into the I Am, one world nation of hearts forever, and speak to those hearts like the voice of God. And its work will not be done until throughout all of God's creation, not a single square inch of ground, time, or space shall be unaffected. Nay, do not start and whisper with surprise. It is a truth. Your own hearts have witnessed it. God proclaims it. This earth, this solar system, this galaxy, this universe, this cosmos is the God domain of free people of all cultures, races, and creeds, and their God domain alone. God, I say, proclaims it. Rise up in the name of God. I have said more than I intended to you on this subject, so I will say no more. Rather, we shall seek now that which is unseen. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us look at something for a moment that does in many ways create its own obstacles, that of salvation. To be the salvation of the world, one first needs to understand salvation and where it comes from. Therefore, the light in man and woman is the same light in God in miniature. And this light is the Savior, not man or woman themselves. This light, correctly understood, is that which is found, or more accurately, expressed, released through radiation that occurs through the process of regeneration. The sacred method used to effect this release without the long spiraling path of evolutionary process was the great and supreme secret of the mystery schools, only revealed to those who have proven themselves worthy to be entrusted with the power of life and death. These mysteries are available more readily today for anyone ready to make these advancements for themselves. Those who are consciously aware of this light in themselves and others are called sons and daughters of the light, and who have been well informed of the secrets and how to expand, radiate, and exemplify such light. These are the dear souls since time immemorial, have worked with such knowledge, and many of you are here again today, and have been called children of the sun, or sons and daughters of the God or the light. the true secret of powers of regeneration. And we have broached this through the 12 mind powers. Regeneration, being one of the 12 qualities and virtues, is required to perfect before the Christ consciousness can be embraced fully. Yet this secret is more about the element of fire in the human soul. This then would qualify the sons and daughters of God or of light, also being called sons and daughters of fire or children of the sun. This is the same fire we use for any precipitation and transformation within the divine alchemical process. It is this lack of fire that those who do not know that they have this light within them, and who, if they do, make no real commitment or devotion to self to learn how to use it, and so remain absent of any aspiration to succeed. In any words, who do not step forward with the correct use of the alchemical white fire, sacred cosmic Christ light substance in their own world. The result then limits such individuals to remain true children of the earth, also called the sons and daughters of water, who cling to their patterns, symbolically speaking, meaning those beliefs and programming patterns that hold them to the earthly condition. There is a difference between the sons and daughters of the light, God or fire, and the sons and daughters of water of the earth, and the same aspect of regeneration are in both. However, the sons and daughters of fire are more familiar to the manifestations of more sustainable things, and who are the builders of the true eternal flames, monuments, cities, and nations. They are the pioneers of new worlds, new laws, and new civilizations. They are the wanderers upon the face of the earth with their eyes fixed upon the flaming stars of their origin from which they came. Those who are born as children of fire are sons and daughters of the divinity in man, while those who are born children of water are the sons and daughters of humanity in man. Aspiration, then, is the key word for the children of fire, or the sons and daughters of fire, for it is within their natures. They again, again and again, rise up like the phoenix from the ashes of failure. The fundamental difference between these two groups are plainly visible within daily life. Sons and daughters of water are always contented with life as they live it, leaving others to reach the goals in life. Some are the keepers of flocks, those who service the needs of communities, towns and cities and nations, small or large. They service the needs of human beings, as in community services. While the sons and daughters of fire are builders of communities, cities, and nations. One group is conservative and the other progressive in nature. One is happy, settling for the immediate view of the outer. The other fixes their focus on the future, never content to remain where they are. However, the nature of both and every living aspect are able to live and exist together, however not always in harmony. In time, these two groups of individuals will unite as one, working together within a greater cohesiveness within the formation of the ashramic group of syntheses and divine alchemy being used for the grace of all God life. This light, down through the ages, is the light that is said to have taken on its own bodies, that have been born to witness that light. The great spiritual truth behind the symbol of the embodied light is that in every soul of every creature within those whose mind intelligence is born, there dwells a spirit which assumes the nature of that intelligence. Every truly intelligent man and woman who is working to spread the light in the world is christened or enlightened by the actual labor which he or she is seeking to perform. The fact that light or divine intelligence partakes of the nature of both God and the earth, children of fire and children of water, are provided by the names which are given to the personifications of this light. For at one time they are called the sons and daughters of God, and another time the sons and daughters of men, respectively. The initiates within the mystery schools were always instructed concerning the existence of three sons, the first being the vehicle for God the Father, enlightened and warmed his or her spirit. The second, the vehicle of God, the Son, daughter, which unfolded and broadened their minds. And third, the vehicle of the Holy Spirit, or I Am, that nourished and strengthened their bodies. Not only is the light a physical element, but it is also a mental and spiritual element, and as such is a visible one. Yet the disciple in the temple, both outer and inner temples, is told to revere the invisible Son even more than they do the visible one. For every visible thing is an effect, and only that which is invisible is causal. And God is the causal of all causes, and he or she dwells within the invisible world of causation. Can you begin to see why I've asked you all to no longer seek that which is seen? Rather, seek that which is unseen. Here, the light you seek is unseen, and therefore, if you seek only the visible, then it is only the effects that you find, not the cause of those affectations. Here lies a huge realization for those who are either of the children of fire or the children of water. Within the mystery school temple, the sun is beheld shining at midnight. For within such chambers of the temple, the sun shone brightly illuminated, although there were no lamps of any kind. The invisible sun is not limited by walls, nor even the surface of the earth itself. For its rays, being higher than the physical substance, in the vibratory rate, where its light passes unimpeded through all the planes of physical substance. To those capable of seeing the light of these spiritual orbs, there is no darkness, for they are dwelling in the presence of limitless light, and at midnight they see the sun shining under their feet. I am going to close this discourse shortly, but before I go, I wish to thank all of those within the EACOL who have participated in the creation of the new I Am One World Nation flag. It has taken considerable time to find this light within this flag that is both in its physical form as well as in invisible formlessness. I can tell you now, when this flag is flying in a future time, very close to your present day, those with eyes to see will be the ones who will first experience this flag emanating the light substance of God shining upon their own divine path. Soon after, this flag will be seen by the ordinary person, who will see these flags holding some sort of miracle that will change something profoundly within them. This flag, with its divine light and symbology, will be a guiding light for all to see, consciously or unconsciously, with the eye of God, or the eye of man and woman. It will be likened to the lamp like a magnet attracts the moth and other insects to it. This I Am One World Nation flag will divinely magnetize unto it those who both know their divine path consciously and those who continue to seek their path. This flag will present it to the Elemental Grace Alliance Council with its petition to the directors of the Karmic Board when the final details have been defined and agreed by the core of the EGA, the EACOL. I just wanted to make this comment about this flag in light of the light that we have been speaking about herein. This flag, then, will be the very countenance, mien, and presence of the sons and daughters of fire, and in due course, the sons and daughters of water, through their individualized expression and their God life to humanity, the elementals, devas, angelic hosts, and the earth and all sentient life that resides upon and within her. Again, I tell you, this discourse has been given to inform you in advance that right now the EGA membership, who are at the forefront of its growth and development, can no longer support the levels of work that shall begin to be magnetized toward it. Already in this timeline, they are somewhat behind in what was expected. No one's fault, but a situation that we now need to take extraordinary steps to rectify. So the doors into the outer circles of light of the EGA have been elected by the hierarchy to be opened, so as to move those forward to help in the EGA progressive requirements, and perhaps even replace those who continue to make choices through their own free will, not to make the choices needed to step into and through the next rings of consciousness. This time of respite is once again upon you. This time the planets have aligned themselves to intensify these opportunities for you and many, many others. Each person upon the planet will feel their effects. We divinely invite you not to pass up this opportunity. It will not be coming around again in this lifetime for you. In the book, Of Course of Love, by Marie Perrone, Jesus the Christ says through her, this on page 126 and 127, An external world is but a projection that cannot take you away from the internal world where you exist in wholeness, a link in the chain of creation. Imagine again this chain and yourself among those who comprise it, and imagine the life that you experience now taking place much like that you would see projected upon a movie screen. You have not left your place as you view and experience its sights and sounds, joys and sorrows. And yet you are also part of that projection. And this is where your awareness now abides, seemingly trapped upon the screen, viewing everything from the two eyes of the one projected there. Again, this is but what this course exercise have attempted to help you see, a world where you can observe and learn in and from, for as long as you would choose to learn what the idea of separation would teach you. Making a new choice, a choice to learn from unity, is what this course prepares you for. She goes on to say, perception of levels is a function of time, and thus it seems that great amounts of time are needed before change of a lasting nature can occur. This is why miracles save time, for they integrate all levels, temporarily collapsing time. Time is actually a measurement of learning, or the time it takes for learning is experienced in time. In order for your experience base to change from that of learning in separation to that of learning in unity, learning from what unity can teach you, you must be birthed as an idea. To hear or learn of others' ideas is not learning from unity in order for it to come from within and leave it not in source. An idea of mine can only become an idea of yours through your own relationship with it. You need only to experience this idea in your own way, from the desire to know which all ideas are born, in order to give it life. End of excerpts. Dear ones, this is my view, sums up what I am saying to you within this discourse. Try to understand it in terms of, you are not the body or the mind or that which you see as a reflection of yourself that you project upon your movie screens of earthly life. Take then the ever-burning light, your eternal flame that is within, the eternal fire in the universe to raise you up from the ashes of your own burnt-out world remains. Regenerate and transform your life now into that which you have not yet self-realized into manifestation. I will take some serious and close commitment and devotion to yourself, your I Am presence for and behalf of who you truly are. Half-heartedness will definitely not help you, the EGA or any other divine plan you may like to be of service to. You will not do this while you place your daily foci upon the outer world of illusion. Wholeheartedness is the balance of divine heart and the higher mind. Anything else is half-heartedness. You are not who you see in front of your bathroom mirror. It is time for you to see what is within that mirror. There you will find that you are the heart of the I Am One World Nation. We call upon beloved Elohim and Aloha, peace and aloha to seal these actions, intentions, and prayers, that none shall be diminished, reduced, or desecrated in any way, shape, or form. We have committed ourselves to this true constitution, I Am One World Nation Indenture, spiritual parchment, accepting that this activity of light will be God victoriously accomplished in this sacred, holy now instant, that will be intensified and magnified moment by moment to the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until the new living group organism, the sacred heart consciousness of the living Christ, and the body temples of mankind everywhere are returned in every way back to their fixed divine God design. The radiance of the sacred Christ white fire electronic light substance. In God's holy grace it is done. These decrees are now permanent and eternal with the seal of peace and aloha and God's truth, love, power, and wisdom. I am the divine oneness of my soul. I am the complete integration of my monad. I am the living vibration of the Creator. I am the keys, patterns, and codes of the Creator's love. I am love, and I magnify the love of God throughout the earth. As above, so below. As within, so without. As the soul, so the universe. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am God grateful. I am Saint Germain, your holy brother. Benediction. We gratefully arise and awaken in our free will. By conscious command, the violet consuming flame. By the law of cosmic Christ, purity within, by becoming the heart of the I Am, one world nation.